Hello, everyone. My name is Catherine. I have a new life in Christ, and I am recovering from shame, perfectionism, and an eating disorder. This fall, I am excited to start attending Dallas Baptist University, where I'll be majoring in sociology. While it may seem like I have everything together from the outside, allow me in a moment to be honest with you all. Before I knew God, I had been dealing with feelings of inadequacy and unworthiness. At a young age, I was adopted from Russia, leaving me with questions about my worth and my identity. Even though my parents introduced me to Christian values and teachings, I still felt unworthy. As a child, I believed that if I made good grades, went to church, and listened to my teachers, I would be a good person and could be loved. I accepted Christ into my heart in elementary school, yet I didn't truly understand God or his character. I knew I was a sinner, but I did not think God could love me when I was imperfect. As a result, I learned to lie and to cover up my sins so that no one would know I was struggling. I created a facade of perfection with my lies and high standards. In eighth and ninth grade, my family went through a financially and emotionally difficult time. I felt powerless to fix the situation and did my best to fly under the radar. However, I still craved to fill the hole my adoption had left. So I decided to try living my way without God. I entered into an unhealthy relationship without my parents' knowledge. Eventually, the relationship took a turn, and I was unable to protect or advocate for myself. Additionally, because of dance, I began to idolize my body and how it looked, thinking I would be loved if I looked a certain way. Both of these issues escalated, and I felt like I was drowning. Thankfully, COVID hit, and I was able to separate myself from the toxic environment and relationships. However, I still lived in fear and thought that I could never tell anyone what I had been through. During quarantine, I began to reevaluate my heart and my faith. I poured myself into scripture and realized that God was not who I thought he was. Psalm 86:15 reads, "But you, O Lord, are a God, merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness." Through this, I discovered that God is who has made me worthy. Through a debate club I had randomly joined, God used two people to point me to scripture and help me gain perspective on what had really happened in that relationship. I slowly opened up to my parents about all that had occurred. I was met with love and grace. I went to counseling, which helped me process the hurt I had experienced and understand that it was not my fault or the result of my sin. Although what I experienced was hard, God taught me that he was always near and that through him I could overcome any hardship. I learned that his plan for me was perfect and that he would never abandon me. The Lord was able to use my story to encourage others who have had similar experiences and to point to his perfect plan. In 2021, I made a public declaration of my faith through baptism. Last semester, I went through Region for Students and learned that my grades, appearance, and actions do not make me worthy of God's love. I am worthy in love simply because I am the Lord's and he has died for me. If you can relate to any part of my story, I encourage you to ask yourself, who is God and do I truly believe he is who he says he is? If you have any doubts about who he is, don't hesitate to ask questions and seek counsel. Jeremiah 29:13 says, "If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me." Don't be afraid to run to him with your sins in your heart because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Finally, know that no matter what happens, God loves you and wants to have a relationship with you. Thank you for letting me share.